Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
What I believe Paul is seeing here, and what I believe he is, what I believe the book is advertising for us this morning is this. Is proclaiming that there must be a distinction between us and the world. There must be a distinction that the culture of Jesus must come through our life in such a way that people distinctively understand and recognize that we're not of this world. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 8, let's go there quickly, Romans chapter 8, And we'll begin reading here in this glorious chapter. It is an amazing book. As Brother Craig was on chapter 2 this morning, and it's an amazing argument and one of the apostles' masterpieces by the hand of God. It says this: For they that are, verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. It goes on and says, For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now the word flesh and the word carnal or carnality in the original Greek here is this exact same Greek word. It literally speaks of our human nature. Man. If we're walking after that natural mind, that natural man, then we understand that that way is death. To be naturally minded, to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded, to be minded of things of the Spirit of God is life and peace.
Amen.
And so we understand now that because the carnal mind is enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither can it be, so then that they are in the flesh or in the carnal mind or in the natural mind cannot please God. Now this is a very simplistical message this morning.
Yeah, preach
it. It's very black and white this morning. If you're feeding yourself, if you're engulfed in the culture around you in a natural sense, feeding naturally, feeding the natural man, then the end thereof, it's going to produce death, a dead Christian.
Right.
But if you're feeding the spiritual mind and those things that are of God, those that are of the Spirit, and you're walking in the Spirit, you're going forward in the Spirit of God, then that is life and peace.
Amen.
And so it's a very high probability and great possibility that these believers in Colossae had started off on the right foot and started off on the right pace, and they were going for God, they were going forward. They had an understanding that although they was citizens of Colossae, they was not per se involved or entangled in that cultural scheme of Colossae. They were of another world. They were of that they had some knowledge of the will of God and His wisdom and spiritual understanding. They had a certain level of understanding that God was actively doing something in the world, and that God had purposely saved them for a specific task upon this earth. And they had eventually begun to get a hold and grasp what God had saved them for, what God had birthed them into this world for, and rebirthed them by His Spirit to accomplish a specific goal, a specific will of the Father that would bring Him honor and glory. And but for something in this something in this area has caused this cloudiness, that it caused this blurriness to where that they was affected so greatly that the apostle was concerned, and his desire and his expression in a prison cell was for you to please see me in my suffering.
Yes.
See me in my struggles. And realize that there is something far greater.
Yes.
Far more beyond your thoughts and imagination. That's more pleasing and more fulfilling than getting involved in the local atmosphere in Colossae.
Yeah, amen.
God is doing a work.
Amen.
It's an amazing thing. God is actively doing things all over this world. I love when I get email from some of my missionary buddies, and they say, you know, there's some that's over in China, and some over in Iraq, and when I get to hearing about a little Bible study where there's like three gathered up and they're having tea and they're talking about Jesus, and it may not seem like a big thing, but I get real excited. Man, there's three Iraqis talking about Jesus and desiring to know Him as their personal Savior. I'm like, man, that's what God's doing. He's involved in that.
Yeah, sure He is.
There's this realm that's so close to us. It's so real. This realm of the Spirit that God allows His children to partake in what He's doing.
Amen.
That's why Paul said in the last verse of this chapter, he said, "Wherefore I also labor, striving according to His working, which worketh in me mightily."
Amen.
He's saying God's actively doing something, and I'm glad He's allowed me a little part in it.
Amen.
Now Daniel chapter 4 talks to us about this amazing truth that Paul uses to bring their mind, and that's where the battlefield is tonight. It is in your mind. And Paul uses an amazing truth to reach out, grab a hold of their minds, and pull them back into a place where they realize, although they are in this place, they're not of that place. When God saved us and put us in the family of God, we become a citizen of another country. We're just passing through. James said our life is but a vapor. It's here for a moment and it vanishes away. It's amazing how fast time just goes by.
Yes, sir.
And that's not even the beginning of it.
Amen.
The beginning is the millennial reign of Christ and eternity forever and ever and ever. And so to be able to compare those two together, you have eternity versus, you know, if we're lucky, 80 to 90 years.
Yeah.
And it's such a simple decision when you compare the two. But Daniel 4, Bible tells us about a king. And a king who thought that he had God under control. And thought that it was of his own power to be able to raise up his own kingdom. And God spoke to this king, and the Bible says in verse 33, "In the same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored Him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven among the inhabitants of earth, and none can stay His hand, nor say unto Him, What doest thou?" And God had showed Nebuchadnezzar this one thing. It wasn't Nebuchadnezzar and his power and his armies and his generals' might that raised up the kingdom of Babylon. He came to an understanding as it returned to him.
Amen.
The only reason that I'm here in this place is because there's a sovereign God that rose me up into power.
Amen.
And God, throughout the history of this world, has risen up powers and abased powers.
Right.
He's risen up a country that we live in with 50 United States. And whether He wants to abase it, that's up to His business. It's our focus as believers in Jesus Christ that we would have an understanding, that we would have a grasp that we're not of this country.
Amen.
We're of another realm.
Yeah.
And we're going to another realm.
Amen.
And throughout the history of the world, God, although there is this rising up of power and going down of power, wars and all this stuff going on, God has been focused on one thing. And that has been calling forth a bride.
Amen.
Every age, every millennium, God has been calling forth His bride, calling forth His bride, calling forth His bride. And so, yeah, there's things going on. Yeah, there's all this political realm. There's all these things and countries rising in the powers, China and India and all these things. It's all that's going to continue that way. But God's focus, God's purpose, His desire in bringing glory to Himself and calling forth a bride, calling forth sinners to redemption.
Yes.
Paul even brings out that common bond. And he says, for this we thank the Father that He's even allowed us to be a part of this plan. He's saying, Colossae, please don't just sit around. Please realize you are in part of something far better, far greater, far bigger than you could ever imagine or think. For this time, for such as the time as this, that God has saved you and placed you in His body to be an aid, to be an active channel of His grace, to reach out to those around you and partake in that work of God, calling forth His bride unto Himself. That is an amazing thing to be part of. To be able to understand that, to be able to walk in that, there must be a declining of feeding the natural man. There must be some willpower. There must be some responsibility on our side to say, no, I do not desire to feed the natural man. For the end of that way is death. You come to some... It's amazing. I think of a church that's there in Brazil. It's just constant this and that and studies and the Bible is seemingly an object in the church, but not the focus. It's not Christ. So the focus is on other things. And I've watched the church go from a vibrant, flowing church to a cold, dead, and no life. And I thank God by His grace. I've seen that. That lifeless church with the seemingly glowing embers begin to pull themselves by the grace of God and the power of Christ out of that mindset and getting back in the Word and getting back focused on Christ and how there's an atmosphere of worship in the house of God and how they love the Lord and it's an amazing thing to behold. But if we constantly feed the natural man, we know the outcome of that. The spirit man is the one that's starving on the inside.
God help. Yes.
And it's so easy to be called up.
Yeah.
You imagine folks in Colossae, they're trying to continue on. They've come to the place, they've enjoyed their salvation in Jesus. They come to a place that they have knowledge of God's will. They have knowledge of spiritual things and spiritual understanding, and they've come to a place where they've just kind of plateaued. They've kind of become comfortable where they are. And Paul says, man, there's so much more. Y'all tip of the iceberg here, fellas.
Amen.
I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time that you've heard me pray. I just want to thank you.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. I hope and pray it's been a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 2237, Blairsville, Georgia. 30512. Thank you. May God bless you.